We gather together today, this week before Easter, and if you've been part of the church for any length of time, you know that's when we celebrate Palm Sunday, right? And that's why we gather and we hand out our palms, so keep them ready. When we hear hosannas, we need to wave them, okay? The story you've all been waiting for. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. And so they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they had heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the whole world has gone after him." We pray, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, if you're anything like me, when you're watching a movie or reading a book, you can't help but think about the backstory. Right? The story that happened before the story that you're trying to comprehend. And in our day and age, it's really easy when you're watching a movie or reading a book and you start to ask those questions. You just pull out your smartphone or you get your laptop and you start researching. Is this true? Did that really happen? Or maybe, where did I see that actor before, that actress? You get your IMDb app and you follow along. You gotta answer the backstory. When you know the backstory, it allows you to appreciate your experience that much more. And when you can appreciate and get the most out of your experience, then you're ready for the future. When you have to take the lessons of that moment and apply them to what is to come. The backstory of Palm Sunday in John chapter 12 is the Old Testament, and it's Zechariah. And the prophet Zechariah prophesied 420 and 418 years before Christ. Because we know that he prophesied in the second and fourth year of King Darius, king of Babylon, who we know about. We can find archaeological evidence for that guy. And Holy Scripture lets us know that long before Jesus, God was working out a backstory behind the main story, which was going to give us hope for a future. So our main reading today comes from Zechariah chapter 9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare to you that I will restore to you double." See, in God's backstory, he had chosen Israel, a small nation, a weak nation from all the nations of the world. Not because they were going to be powerful and they were going to destroy all the other nations of the world with their might, but because God wanted to make his power made known through weakness. And he settled the people of Israel in a prosperous land, a land flowing with milk and honey, or as we like to say in our house, melted ice cream. And God said, I will keep you in that land flowing with melted ice cream as long as you listen to me, as long as you are faithful to me, as long as you seek me for your help and your stay. And we know the backstory. Israel would not remain faithful. And in Zechariah chapter 7, God said, it's because of the hardness of your hearts, diamond hard hearts you have, and because of the turning of the cold shoulder that you have given to me, I will come like a whirlwind. I will come like a tornado, and I will uproot you and scatter you all over the face of the earth. And God did that to Israel. First in the north and then in the south. For 70 years, they lived in exile in Babylon. They were a people without a nation. Their temple was destroyed, because God did not need them at that time. But 70 years later, God said, I need you again. So hear, O Israel, shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming. I need you to get ready. Go and rebuild the temple for one more sacrifice. Your king comes to you, not on a mighty war horse, a big white horse like talked about in our video. No, he comes to you in a donkey, humble, lowly, the foal of a donkey. He comes to you fulfilling the promises of God. And we are here today on this Palm Sunday celebrating the fulfillment of the promises of God in the lives of our young people. Because somewhere, they and their parents and their godparents gathered at a font like this. And water and God's word was put over their heads, and God's name was put on them, and he made a promise. I've been losing it all week, and I've made it to this service. And my parents are sitting in the front row, and my son is sitting in the second row, and God has fulfilled his promise to me. To never leave him nor forsake him. Benjamin, the son of my right hand. God has put his name on him, not my name. God has made a promise to watch over and care for him, to guide him and lead him no matter what happens to me, to give him a hope and a future. God has done that in the lives of each of the young people gathered here. Palm Sunday has a backstory in Crystal Lake. April 11th, 1965, the great Palm Sunday tornado. And it went through the Colby development, right behind this building. In between this campus and our old campus on McHenry Avenue, a whirlwind of destruction. The Lord wrought that day. And it passed right through here and up to Crystal Lake Avenue, and it raced out to Orchard Acres, and it skipped up over and over to Island Lake. And in its path, five Crystal Lakers died. Louis Kanak, Ray Goss, Rich and Rosalie Holter, and their son John. And their daughter, Luella, is recorded as having said, April 11th, 1965, it's the day when everything changed forever. Imagine a teenage girl losing her parents and her older brother in a matter of minutes. It was the day when everything changed forever. And in the lives of our first communicants, this is the day when everything changes forever. Because no longer do you rely on the testimony of others. No longer do you rely on the promises that your parents say, oh yes, you were baptized. Yeah, God came to you in water and His Word? Yeah. No, today you get to experience God in a new way. You won't just feel Him on your skin. You won't just hear Him in your ear. You won't just see the drops of water. You will taste and see that the Lord is good. You will be united with God in a new way. His body and blood will become part of your body and blood in a mysterious way, in a union that will not pass. Long after I am gone, the faith will continue through my offspring because of the promise of God, because He is righteous and having salvation, because He is humble and mounted on a donkey, because the blood of His covenant has set us free, and we are now prisoners of hope. Remember The Shawshank Redemption? Very popular movie in the 90s. Most of you fifth graders should not be watching it yet. Story about a man, a banker, Andy Dufresne, accused and convicted of killing his wife and her lover, and he goes to prison, and very successful there in prison. And he finds out from one of the fellow prisoners that there is a man in the prison system who admits to having killed his wife and his lover. And Andy has hope. Remember when he goes in the cafeteria and he tells his friends about this hope that he has, about how the warden's got to see, the warden's going to let me out now. Remember what Red says? He holds up that spoon and he looks at him. Hope. Let me tell you about hope, son. Hope's got no business in a place like this. Hope will drive a man insane. And the world may call us crazy, but we gather this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because we are prisoners of hope. Because God has made an indelible promise to us, and God keeps His promises. Because we are the people who gather and feed on His body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. In the honor and glory of His name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.